Rich had an infectious smile and a sneaky smile, like there was always something going on. And I think if you look at a collection of his friends, they're a very eclectic group of people. That says something about him. I spent probably the most concentrated time with him before he was making records. I think my favorite memory of writing with Rich, one particular day he came by the place that I was living, and we wound up talking about childhood memories. And he told me about this musical he had written. And I'm trying to think who the main character was, Pac or Pan. Anyway, he had all the songs and everything done. He had written it when he was not much more than a kid. I guess I just appreciated the fact that he seemed totally unaffected by other people's attention. He had a way of making you feel like you were getting a special part of him when you had a visit with him, even if it was just once in a blue moon. And I think that that makes quite a few people feel like they were included in his interior. And yet I think everybody would say, you know, you kind of wonder who really knew him, because he was such a lone wolf in so many ways. I think that the artistic side of him drove him to be alone.